People magazine smears Dennis Prager as far right after Pragaru founder suffers injury. By Alana Mastrangelo on November 20, 2024. Dennis Prager, one of the most balanced voices in the conservative movement, is being smeared by People magazine as far right after it was revealed the Pragaru founder was hospitalized as a result of suffering an injury from a fall. In an article, creepily headlined, Dennis Prager, far-right talk show host who founded Pragaru, hospitalized with serious back injury from fall. Charlotte Philip attacked both Prager and his organization as far-right, likening the Pragaru founder to political extremists. Dennis Prager, founder of the far-right media company Pragaru, has been hospitalized after suffering a serious back injury, Philip wrote. Philip went on to claim that Pragaru has been at the center of controversies, citing the organization partnering with schools to offer teachers educational material that celebrates the rich history and values of the United States. Prager and the nonprofit's teachings and political views are staunchly right-wing, Philip reported, appearing to make it seem that offering a conservative perspective in the left-wing dominated world of academia is somehow a major scandal. Those familiar with Prager and his work, however, pointed out that the far-right label is patently false, taking to the comments section of Philip's article to blast the assertion used in People magazine. I'm really disappointed in Ms. Philip and People, one commenter wrote, adding, Prager is conservative, not far-right. If Dennis is far-right then Oprah is a communist, another remarked. Dennis Prager may be conservative but he is certainly not a far-right, whatever you deem that to be. He was a libertarian who eventually became a Republican. I do think you unfairly try to label him as something derogatory, which he is not, a third declared. This very successful truth-sharer is seriously hospitalized and you want to lambaste him, another exclaimed. It's a report on accident that is quite serious but you want to label the one suffering. It's okay, we get you and we know where the true light comes from. May Dennis Prager have a speedy recovery and all of the best health. Wow. You really like to label people. Dennis Prager is not woke progressive pro-socialist MSN. He is conservative, but it doesn't make him far-right. No everyone is who disagrees with far-left is automatically far-right, another said. Using the terms far-right and staunch to describe Dennis Prager are judgmental and inaccurate, another commented. He believes in facts and he reports them. People may not agree with him and they may not like facts, but he knows what he is talking about. He's not far-right. He's just a conservative, another asserted. He deserves a lot of respect because he's a genuinely good man, regardless of your politics. Please have some respect. Last week, Prageru announced in an X post that Dennis Prager suffered a serious back injury following a fall. He's resting in a local Los Angeles hospital as doctors assess treatment options, Prageru added. We will keep you informed of his condition. In the meantime, Dennis welcomes the healing power of your prayers. On Monday, the organization shared an update on Prager's status, writing, progress has been slow, but steady. There's still a lot of swelling and inflammation around his neck and upper spine. Until that recedes, it's hard to get a good sense of where this is all headed, Prageru added. But, rest assured, the overall trend is positive. Patience is required. But, as we all know, having patience is hard. His body needs time to heal. Let's give it to him. Prageru's ex-posts received an outpouring of well wishes and prayers from thousands of people concerned for the Dennis Prager Show host's health. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.